obviously the success of the Wild Atlantic Way, which drives tourists around our beautiful coastline, it tends then to mean that tourists, when they look at going upwards to Donegal, they'll go along the coast, they look for places to stay along the coast, and they then don't think about the belt that's in on the border and the mountains, which is Donegal East. And it is such a beautiful area. But also it's the area, unless, you know, people that might not be familiar with it, it's really from, you pass through the gap, from the gap upwards, northwards, the N15, I think is the modern term, but it is an ancient routeway from the south of Ireland right up to Inishowen. So it takes in all of the towns, Ballybuffet, Stranorler, Castlevin, Killygordon, Lifford, Carrigans. And it's, to just quote Brian Lacey, Dr. Brian Lacey, who is one of Ireland's leading archaeologists and actually does now live in Donegal. He has been a champion of the importance of that routeway, that it has been a place from that people have been coming for thousands of years to go northwards to, you know, maybe go to Grenadine of Aelia, or to, you know, to just go along an ancient landscape. So it's not a place that's never been visited. It has a great importance. We're blocked by the mountains in the middle in Donegal. So you've got, everywhere is covered by the Wild Atlantic Way, Inishowen, Letterkenny, Donegal Town. But all of those towns that I've just mentioned are not on the Wild Atlantic Way. So we've got to kind of battle our way to not say don't go to the Wild Atlantic Way, but to say, come to us and visit the Wild Atlantic Way from us, and our area as well.